Right now, let's talk about Catherine Kane. She will be at the Southern along with Holly Allen. That'll be Friday night at the Southern. And we're going to have Catherine Kane right here in the studio. Matter of fact, she is here right now. Hello, Catherine.
Hey, hello. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And you've got Tom Hogg and Andy Thacker here as well this morning.
Yay!
Hello.
So, I think that one of the last times you were in, it was when the new CD came out, which I'm having trouble locating this morning. But indeed, it was a good one. And you got lots of good reviews on Americana and Bluegrass stations, right?
I did. I know. It's very exciting. I was very happy to do something and have it people like it. So that means a lot. So, yes.
So let's talk about this new or this gig that you're going to be doing Friday at the Southern. Did you get put together with Holly Allen, or you just chose, or you said, "Hey, let's do a gig together," and you went to Andy over there and said, "We want to put on a show." How'd it work?
He has always suggested playing music with her, and he said she's awesome, and it just worked out that way. And she is awesome. She's a great songwriter, and she has a great voice, and so it's going to be a good show. Lots of good music, and lots of good players too.
Right.
And I'm excited to be playing with her. Very much so.
Well, have you been doing more writing since the new album came out?
Yes, I have.
So
I'm ready to do another one.
Oh, okay.
So I'm laying the groundwork to do another one right now.
Well, let's hear something new, old, whatever you choose this morning, Catherine. What are you going to play for us first?
Okay, this is called The Bad Luck Song, and it's on the CD, Down Home Girl. And here we go.
Don't wake me in the morning, 'cause I'll be gone. And don't ask me where I'm going. I don't wanna come along with me. I've wasted so many years, wasted my time, just hiding from the one fear, no one to walk the line with me. And the mirror's always broken, I'm walking on the glass, I'm stumbling over every crack. I walked under the ladder, it's about to fall, and the black cat crossed, and I hear memories are faded, they haunt me still. Yeah, they come to me too often and leave me chilled to the bone. And the mirror's always broken, I'm walking on the glass, I'm stumbling over every crack. I walked under the ladder, it's about to fall, and the black cat crossed, and I hear the rooster to fall. the black cat crossed, and I hear the rooster call.
Again, we've got Catherine Kane live in the WNRN studios. Tom Hogg is here. Andrew Thacker is here. It's always a pleasure to see all of these fine folks. Kind of an interesting pairing of Andy, of course, plays with many people. Tom plays with the Courtney Hollow Band. How did you decide you were going to put together this band? Are there going to be more people playing with you on Friday night besides these two fine gentlemen?
There's going to be Andy and Tom. All on stage at different times, though. And Daryl Muller is going to play the bass, and James McLaughlin is going to play the drums. And we're going to do during the art show, Mike Ike and Tom Hogg and I are going to do like a traditional bluegrass show. And then Holly is going to play, and I think I'm going to sing a song with Holly. And Sam Bush from the Hill and Wood is going to sing a couple songs with me, and Melissa Hansen, who's a fantastic singer. I mean, she can sing, and she's going to get up and do a song that she wrote. So there's going to be a lot of good musicians and good music, and it should be a lot of fun, I hope.
So the art opening, is this going to be some of your art?
It's all my art, yes.
Well, why don't you tell people a little bit about what you do? Because, you know, I think since our last conversation, I became more familiar with it. Some of it is because we're friends on Facebook.
Yes.
And you have a lot of your paintings on there. But, you know, when you're not strumming a guitar and singing, you're...
Well, I just got a job to teach at the Village School. I'm teaching music there. And then I'm a portrait painter, like by commission. So I do that. And then I paint stuff just to get it out, because that's what I do. And I have a degree in painting and art history. So it's what I'm trained to do. So that's how I fill my time, and with my children too, being a mom. So
you're busy.
Yes, but I like, you know, Winslow Homer as a painter, John Singer Sargent as a portrait artist. I'm not even remotely as good as they will. I'll never be that good, but they are like sort of my inspirations when it comes to doing portraits and that kind of thing. And Andrew Wyeth, I love Andrew Wyeth. So.
We got Catherine Kane in the WNRN studios this morning. Andy Thacker, Tom Hogg are here as well. What are we going to play next?
Okay, we're going to play Where Did the Time Go? And
the Sandy Denny tune?
No, it's mine.
Okay.
It's on the Down Home Girl CD as well, and it's a tearjerker. So here we go. Hard enough to get
should last.
WNRN, Catherine Kane is live in the WNRN studios this morning. She brought along with her this morning Annie Thacker and Tom Hogg. I bet you your gentleman friends here are probably pretty busy as well with what's happening with the Courtney Hollow Band right now. Tommy, you're going to have to talk directly into that microphone there if you can get around the other ones.
We're still together.
You need to get much closer, like jump on top of that microphone.
Yeah, Courtney Hollow is still kicking in. We, of course, we appreciate all the support we've got from WNRN over the years. So
well, Bill used to be a DJ here.
Yeah, Bill Collins used to do the Bluegrass Sunday morning.
Yeah, as a fill-in. For a couple years.
Yeah, he did a great job. And, Bill is kind of like our unofficial leader. I know he and you are pretty good friends. And Bill's getting ready to go on a big wild canoe trip out in the Minnesota area. He may even be listening right now. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's good.
We don't have a whole lot of new stuff going on. We're still together. I think we sound better than ever, but we don't really have any definite plans to record again right now. We like playing with each other. We've been together like 9 years now or something, so we've gotten pretty tight, and we just like to perform.
So, when you're not playing with Courtney Hollow or Catherine Kane, do you have other projects you're working on musically?
Not too much other than I'm a worship leader down at Spring Hill Baptist Church. That's where I met Catherine. I lead a 8:15 service down there at Spring Hill. And, so I play some guitar and just do some kind of old-fashioned hymns and sort of a bluegrass style. But that's kind of where I met Catherine, and we started doing some services together and doing some duet stuff. And she found out I played the banjo, and so then, you know, her dad's a banjo player, and she really likes bluegrass, so we kind of, you know, had a nice connection there.
Well, excellent. Well, good to talk with you, Tom, and find out what's going on with you. Andy, you're up in the hot seat next. You have to step over that microphone as well. It's better to talk into that one.
Check one.
So what's going on with you? You're like one of these guys that plays with many people around town. So
yeah, I move around quite a bit. Got a few regular things going on though. We started up a band called Love Cannon, which is all 80s covers done bluegrass. And we've been doing every Wednesday at the Southern, and it's been a lot of fun. We're slowly increasing our repertoire. Probably got around 100 songs right now. And we're actually doing more than every Wednesday, too. We've been seeming to pick up some other stuff along the way. And then still doing the Walker's Run thing, which is, you know, probably about a show a month, if that. But we're got an upcoming show this Saturday at the Lime Kiln down in Lexington, which should be a lot of fun. And then, playing with Catherine on Friday. And whoever else will ask me in between now and then, if I can make the time.
We have Catherine Kane in the WNRN studio. She's playing Friday night at the Southern, and also there'll be an art opening with her work there as well. And so I was wondering if you were going to do any new songs this morning, or are you just going to stick with Down Home Girl songs?
Well, we haven't really practiced the new songs.
Okay, well,
yet.
Fair enough.
I will tell you, I'm going to do another CD, and these two are going to be on it.
Okay. That sounds good.
And they're going to have free range to do whatever they want.
Well, that's always so good. So I know that, like, Robin and Linda Williams let Jimmy Gaudreau do whatever he wants, and it always sounds good.
Yeah,
so.
You should. When people know what they're doing, you should just leave them alone.
That's right.
But we'll do a traditional one for you. You want to do, like, The Last Thing on My Mind? Do you like that song?
Go for it.
Okay, so...
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand. In the blink of an eye, my soul is turning, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Could it be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. No, was the last thing on my mind. As we walk along, my thoughts are tumbling round and round, round and round. Underneath our feet, subways rumbling,
WNRN with Catherine Kane and Indy Thacker, Tom Hogg here this morning. They're going to be playing the Southern coming up on Friday night along with Holly Allen. There's also going to be an art opening there as well. Should be a good evening of music and art at the Southern on Friday night. Well, thank you, Catherine, for coming in this morning. We're going to go ahead and give away a pair of tickets to the show and encourage people to come on out and see you and,
yeah,
and your
the
band.
Southern, the Southern's a good place to hear music, too. It sounds really good in there, and it'll be fun. So hopefully everybody will come out to the show.
All right. Well, thank you again.